Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
There has been another drowning on Long Island. This happened in the Kennetquot River, where 62-year-old Catherine Andrew had jumped off her houseboat to try and save her dog, who had jumped into the water. Her body was recovered near the Oakdale Yacht Club on Shore Drive. The dog was rescued and was taken to a local vet. Looks like a 10-year-old cold case in New York City may have been solved. Independent presidential candidate RFK Jr. says he was the one behind that dead bear that was found in Central Park.
He claims it was killed by a driver in front of him in the Hudson Valley.
I was going to skin the bear. It was very good condition, and I was going to put the meat in my refrigerator, and you can do that in New York.
But after a long day falconing and a late steak dinner, he realized the bear was in the back seat of his car, and he had to jet.
I said, let's go put the bear in Central Park, and we'll make it look like he got hit by a bike. It was on every television station, and I was like, oh my God.
He says his fingerprints were all over the bike and anticipates the full story to be in the New Yorker magazine. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Central Park.
New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer, teaming with other elected officials, Moms Demand Action and more, to announce new action on gun safety. He tells us it's in response to a recent court ruling.
Last week, a federal judge struck down New Jersey's ban on the AR-15 rifle. These are weapons of war. This ruling, I thought, was appalling, incredibly frustrating. But we know the courts have chipped away at common sense gun safety measures for years. It's why I believe Congress must act.
He and others will have more to say at 11 this morning outside One Bergen County Plaza. A woman under arrest for allegedly pushing two other women onto the subway tracks. This happened on an F train platform at Delancey and Essex Street. Cops say the first victim was pushed out of nowhere, and then the second also shoved as she was helping the first. Both were taken to Bellevue. They should be okay. The alleged pusher is in custody. Charges are pending. 1010 Win Sports, another Sunday split for the local baseball teams.
And Susan will start at the stadium where Aaron Boone's Yankees got a game-tying home run from Juan Soto in the seventh inning against the Blue Jays before DJ LeMahieu delivered a walk-off single in the 10th for a 4-3 win.
You're down 2-0, middle of the game, had some opportunities, been able to kind of get back into it, but to be able to outlast them today and hang on, you know, going into an off day to get another series win is really good.
Yeah, but now for the really bad and sorry Mets fans.
Swing and a blast down the right field line. Hooking towards the corner. It is gone!
Angels are protesting it.
Top of the seventh on WCBS, and Anaheim's challenge took Francisco Lindor's game-tying home run off the board. It was a foul ball as the Mets lost their rubber game 3-2. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.